Casey's under.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Advisement. The first case under advisement is case number 11,073. And Mr. Mills, you made a motion to take this under advisement. This is the attached shed into the right side.
Oh. The way I look at it, gentlemen, is that we've approved two variances there, and I'm in agreement with Mr. Mills that when we do grant variances for that small lot of 40 foot, we try to give some parking in that area, or some breathing room in that area, on one side anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see why there's any reason why they have to come in here each time for a variance of an attached shed. That seems to happen a lot, where you realize that I tried to say, the chief inspector told you that all they need to do is have the length of that paper. So moving the shed would not be a big thing, but there would be a message there that, and I think the builder said that he would try and do that from now on. Not only would he be saving money to the applicant,
mm-hmm,
coming in with $400, but you also be not having the variances come in for those type of sheds or additions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my opinion.
Okay, Mr. Workman, how do you feel?
I have no problem with this. I mean, I think next time he does come in, I think we'll have to look to get in the shed.
I think he took the message that we had given to him.
Yeah.
Mr. Hudson?
Yeah, I agree. I think he heard what we were saying, and, like Bud said, you can get my papers with the part, and it's still going to be there. So.
Right.
And he makes a good point about elderly people down there not having to go underneath the house and stuff.
Sure.
So I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it. Mr. Mills?
Well, I thought Swan Keys has been had too many variances for a long time, but what are you going to do? We've been approving them over and over for years, so. Well, it certainly is going to alter the central character in the neighborhood. Obviously, they need something for relief. I don't know for what reasons we would deny it after so many we've approved.
That's true, too.
Well, just to be clear, I think the board needs to look at each application on its individual merits and not what's been done in the past. We can only, just to caution you, each application is like a snowflake. They're all a little different, and I think they should be treated as not necessarily what you've done with each one prior to. So,
mm-hmm,
just something to keep in mind.
I appreciate that comment, because that's, I've heard so many people say the precedent's been set, that there's good and bad precedences, right?
I think in this case here, though, I don't think we'd be setting a precedent, and I can concur with what Mr. Mills is saying, but after you explained to the gentleman, I think some of the other members did, now that he knows which way to go, I don't think, he didn't do it. He was told about the paper, but you explained to him very explicitly, mm-hmm, about, from future to now on, I think, as well as Mr. Mills. So this is, and we just heard from Mr. Sharp, we take each, it's like snowflakes, and we take each one. I don't think this gentleman will come back repeatedly. He's been sent out with a clear message, I believe, tonight from the board. Do you not?
I believe he's going to take that back.
I really do. If it read into it any other way, I wouldn't have been.
We've made it perfectly clear,
right,
that, the next moves are not going to be looked upon favorably, and they don't.
And I think it's just like Mr. Workman asked him about also, couldn't you do it fire rated? He said he could, but he'd have to change the doors, he could do this. So he did hear what was being said to him. He had two different options. So I don't really think that he would come back again without thinking about those. That's just my opinion. So I have no problem with this one. This particular
I have
time.
No problem with that.
But however, if there's no further discussion, if the members are ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion then on this case. Number 11,073.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve 11,073. There's a uniqueness to the property, and the testimony that was given by the applicant, a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. A variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief.
Second.
Yeah. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,073. Excuse me. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
I think it can be developed in strict conformity. I don't think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and I think it's being created by the applicant. I vote nay.
Mr. Redders?
Yay, for the reasons I stated.
Okay, nine and aye. Mr. Callum said by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,073 is approved.